Welcome back to 97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com's Halloween Spooktacular, presented by Wine and Design of Chapel Hill. And now, let's journey a little further into our state with a few stories from the West. Here's one from the book Tar Heel Ghost by John Harden, as read by Barney Caton from Haunted Hillsboro.
One Western North Carolina ghost found an understanding mortal who fathomed his unspoken desire, fulfilled a ghostly wish, and enabled the spirit to retire from wandering. A grandson was moving back to the old family home after many years of living and working in New England. It was his first night back in the house he had known as a child, a house his family had owned for several generations. When the lights were out in the upstairs bedroom, to which he went for rest badly needed after his long trip, he was startled from his sleepiness by the appearance there in his room of the apparition of an old man with piercing black eyes, a wrinkled face, and a raven mane of hair drawn straight back into a kind of crest on his head. His coat was green, edged by a black stock, a lacy frill of a cuff dressed the sleeve that was folded across his chest. The old man stood thus for an indeterminate period and then was gone. Shaken and bewildered, the young man did not go to sleep until near dawn. After that, he wondered if what he thought he saw was a dream. The following day, he was in the attic of the home, searching for a certain antique stored there. He stood in the middle of the floor for a moment, to accustom his eyes to the dusky light. As he stood thus, a figure gradually took shape out of the dimness. It was the man in the green coat, and it was a portrait. But unmistakably, here was his midnight visitor, sharp eyes, black hair, lacy cuff, and all. Inquiry revealed that the portrait had hung in the entrance hall of the home for years. In fact, an unfaded spot of wall it had covered was still clearly outlined. There was some quick conversation and swift understanding. The portrait was again hung in the hall, and the old man has wandered no more.
Western North Carolina is home to many ghosts, though some are more well-known than others. Graduates of Appalachian State may remember hearing our next tale of terror about the ghost of East Hall, courtesy of NorthCarolinaGhosts.com.
East Hall is an unimposing dormitory on the campus of Appalachian State University. Its red brick walls and grayish-white interiors don't make it seem any different than any other student dumping ground in America, but according to the residents who've lived here over the years, it's the home to many bizarre occurrences. The story begins in the early 1960s, when Appalachian State was still Appalachian Teachers College. East Hall is U-shaped and built into the side of a steep hill, and consequently two of the wings have three stories, while the oldest wing in the building has five. It's on the lowest floor of the five-story wing, a level known as the basement, that a young student tragically took her own life. The cause of her suicide is not remembered. Maybe it was an unhappy love affair. Maybe it was just the endless Boone winters getting her down. Whatever the reason, one morning her body was discovered hanging from a long silk scarf in the basement restroom. Ever since then, the whole old wing of East Hall has been a center of strange and unnatural activity. Students living in East report hearing faint, whispered voices when walking in the hallways. Some students have said that they've woken in the middle of the night to see strange balls of light hovering near the ceiling of their dorm rooms. There's at least one report of a student being pushed over by the ghost. The young man said that he was walking on the third floor of East Hall on the way to the bathroom when he said he heard a voice coming from nowhere and saying something that sounded like, "My dorm." As soon as this happened, he experienced what felt like a hand pushing against his forehead and said that his legs kept moving forward, but his head was being held in place and he toppled over backwards. But the strongest presence of the spirit seems to be in the basement, particularly in a narrow room that adjoins the bathroom where the young woman died. Many students have reported feeling unusual cold spots when moving through the basement. Others have reported being alone in one of the basement rooms, but feeling a strong sense of presence, as if there is someone else in the room. Many students have also reported seeing a strange, glowing blue mist in the basement. Roughly the size of a human being, this glowing mist is said to be seen moving through the basement, passing through walls, and always returning to the small bathroom that was the scene of the tragedy. An intense feeling of anger and malevolence is said to accompany the appearance of this mist. Whatever is inhabiting East Hall, it seems to be having an effect on everyone who lives there. East Hall has a reputation for being a hotspot for student breakdowns and mental health problems. Students who live in the dorm exhibit a bizarre variety of eccentric and even psychotic behaviors. The campus mental health services keeps a quiet watch on the students in this dormitory and is always on the lookout for the first signs of someone going east.
Please stay tuned for more terrifying tales presented by Wine and Design of Chapel Hill.